Our next candidate is Sabra Breer. Sabra, would you step up, please? Sabra serves as Ann Arbor City Council member representing Ward 1, and she is a candidate for the mayor of the city of Ann Arbor. Councilmember Breer, welcome.
You'll get tired of this parade of potential mayors. During the 6 years that I've served on council since 2007, it just feels like it's been more than a decade. Many of the things that I focused on have been what I would call the small iterative changes that make big differences in people's lives. So I have focused on dealing with traffic calming, filling sidewalk gaps, getting the snow plowed, getting the sidewalks repaired in an equitable and reasonable fashion. But not because those are an end in themselves, because those are quality of life issues that help move us toward a future that really improves the life of everyone living in Ann Arbor today and the lives of all the people who come visit tomorrow, and for that matter, the lives of the people who will be living there in the future. Because I'm one of those people who plans long-term. I don't believe that it makes any sense to talk about a 2-year plan or a 5-year plan for the future, because just doing a street project can take 5 years of planning. I don't think it makes sense for me to talk about how much difference one person is going to make in a 2-year term, because it can take 2 years to get an ordinance from the time that you think about it until it's in front of council, approved, implemented, and you're not even at the point of evaluating whether you've done it right in the first place. I believe in long-term setting, long-term goals, and then I believe in iterative changes to reach those goals, and that's what I've been doing since the day I joined council. So as we work towards safer streets, for me that means not just paving them, but coming up with a plan to repair the potholes before they happen. For me, that means not just improving sidewalks, but thinking about how people use those sidewalks and where they're going and why they're going there and whether the destinations are things that we are wanting them to reach or they're destinations that they want to go to that we're not supporting. If they want to go to a park and we don't have a sidewalk so they can reach a park, that's a problem in our planning. If they want to go to a school and there is no sidewalk to reach that school, that is a problem in our planning. My goal is to plan properly and make the changes that need to be done. All of that leads to stronger neighborhoods and more resilient community, and a more resilient community, and that's really important to me in so many ways. A strong neighborhood is a neighborhood that people talk to each other. When there's a problem, somebody borrows the chainsaw from their neighbor in order to deal with a branch that just fell on their sidewalk. But a strong neighborhood is also one where someone in the neighborhood knows who to call, how to get services, and they know that they're going to get a response from City Hall. Neighborhoods and neighborhood leaders are City Hall's partners, and it's the responsibility of the people in government, both the employees and the elected officials, to respond to those requests, because you don't have a partnership if one person's saying, we have a problem, and the other partner is saying, yeah, well, we don't think it's a problem. And there's more than enough of that historically in any community. As Ann Arbor changes, and Ann Arbor will change, it's important that we talk about retaining the things that make Ann Arbor special, the things that made us stay here. It's also important, though, that we become a community that can meet the challenges of the future. And those challenges can be everything from changes in technology to changes in the economy. They can be everything from improving the transit system to dealing with too many cars coming in and where do you have them park. As we talk about increased jobs, we also have to talk about the fact that that means increased traffic, increased wear and tear on the infrastructure, and all of that requires better long-term planning. If there is one thing besides my ability to work with everybody on council and my record of true independent thinking and of not being part of any clique or group, one thing that I bring to this race that is unique to me, it is my ability to see the future and to look at the ways and the steps it will take for us to get there. Thank you.
Some questions, Q&A, please.
Questions. Hi, Sabra.
Hi.
Just a quick question about tax revenues and potential that more will be required or whatnot. But the city has occasionally at times flirted with the idea of the income tax on city residents.
Oh, really, Scott? Are you going to bring that up?
Just curious whether you have any thoughts on that and whether it might be something that would be beneficial to the city or detrimental to the city in terms of regionalism and just the city itself.
For those of you who don't know how income taxes work, if the city were to ask the voters to approve an income tax, the revenue of that income tax would be offset by the current revenue in the general fund, well, in the base tax rate. So the goal is to keep the impact to the property owners neutral. But there are always barriers, and there are reasons why the city hasn't pursued this. One is we haven't figured out a way to impact the people who make the most and live away from the city in a fashion that really doesn't discourage them to work in the city. We haven't figured out a way to guarantee that businesses won't move 5 feet across the city line. We haven't figured out a way to ensure that the people who get paid the least suffer the least. If they're commuting to the city, what is the economic impact on their lives if we try to institute a portion of a percent of a mill? These are things that we haven't talked about in a fashion that lets us get to a conclusion that says, yes, we'll put it on the ballot. If members of council are not convinced that this is going to actually benefit the city's bottom line and the citizens who live in the city, then it becomes harder for us to sell. And for many people, the reason this keeps coming up is because people want to make certain that if the university won't pay its fair share, as it were, of the cost of doing business in Ann Arbor, then the people who work at the university should be forced to pay. And that is a barrier that none of us have quite been able to overcome. It hasn't gone on the ballot. Anything can happen in the future.
Other questions?
Hi, Sabra.
Hi.
Sorry, the city has, I think, listed about 158 parks, 15 parks facilities. Can you talk about why there's a need for another park, specifically in the downtown area?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're all fortunate in Ann Arbor that we embrace the idea of as much natural area, recreational area, and community gathering area as possible. One of the challenges any downtown faces, any downtown anywhere in the country faces, is that there is respite from construction, respite from hardscape. And while that's not always possible to guarantee, the more we create a dense downtown in Ann Arbor, the more we're really going to confront the need of the people who live and work and visit that dense downtown to have a break from construction, a break from the buildings, a break from the hardscape. And that's the purpose of a downtown gathering space, as it were, a downtown park, whatever we term it. The truth is we have several in the downtown. They're all pocket parks. They're all small. But we don't have a coherent plan yet for how we're going to use space that's on the library lot. The roof of the library lot was intended to hold a park and not a building in places. And so we need to be able to address the needs of the community, how that park is designed, what it does, and we can't do it in isolation. Ann Arbor embraces its open space, and when people come to visit Ann Arbor, when people shop in Ann Arbor, when people decide to live in Ann Arbor, part of the reason they are there is because of those parks. I wouldn't give up a single one, but we'll always have a challenge of paying for the ones we have. Okay?
Set on time. Thank you.